This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I don't need to get picky. I really don't like to be one of those, you know, picky people that pick something out and then pick at it and pick at you and make you, you know, squirm because you say the word pick too much. But I have to be that person today. So I'm noticing something and I'm really bothered by it and I don't know how to deal with it. Okay. And so, of course, I'm going to be bringing it up to you guys since you guys are always so talkative. Right. I mean, you just call in all the time. It's giving me advice like I'd like. I've been asking you guys for advice. So I've been eating out a little bit too much because I've been really busy. I've been, like, doing tons of stuff. I've been all around. I've been traveling a lot. So I've been eating out of restaurants, right? And I kind of like the old school, you know, like the – remember, I live in Vegas. So I like going to a casino and getting a $1.99 prime rib. Now, you can't get that anymore, but I'm still in my mind, you know, it's 1993. And so, you know, when I go to a restaurant and I order a dish and they say it's a special, right, because you're ordering during a certain time of day and it's like $9.95, that's still a $10 dish. And I'm noticing that a lot of the dishes I buy that are between $10 or $15 or $18 or $19, the portions are getting smaller. Now, I know I'm a doctor, and I'm supposed to be sitting there telling everybody to eat less portions, but nah. Okay, I'm sorry. All that goes out the door if I think I'm getting screwed over. Now, I'm spending a lot of money. A lot of money when I go to these restaurants. So, I was at a restaurant this weekend, and I ordered a cocoa something, some drink, beautiful drink, right? It was 97.9% ice. So I put the straw in the drink, and I went, and then I said a couple words, and I went, and then the drink was done. And that drink was like a $10 drink. And I bartended before. But if you own a restaurant, you really make your money on your drinks in your bar. Because you have a $20 bottle of Jack, and you could maybe, you know, serve 200 people with that. I mean, well, maybe not 200, but I mean, there's a lot you could, right? So you make a lot of money on your alcohol. But I'm looking at these places I go to, and my meal is small, and now they're serving on smaller plates. The glasses, they're starting to serve tall. There's little tricks restaurants do. Okay, well, yeah, you could order your drink tall or neat, no ice, right? But you're not going to get more product. I've tried that. You know, I'll be like, yeah, I want my, you know, mojito neat and tall. And now they're just, they have now skinny glasses that will hold pretty similar amounts of fluid, but it makes it look like you got a big super drink. I'm like, really? But same thing with the plates. I noticed that the plates are getting smaller. Now, I've been telling you guys for years, if you want to lose weight, have smaller plates. But I'm sorry, all right? I don't want to spend a crap load of money at a restaurant and get half the food I used to. And there's restaurants who were known for plethora amounts of food where the food would be falling off the plate and they're changing. And everybody's starting to cut. Everybody's starting to skimp. Okay, now clothes. What about clothes? So I have this blouse, and it's not the sexiest blouse, but it's really, really comfy. And so I sleep in that and my husband's boxer briefs. And those are, right? And I've been, you know, maybe I've been using it for about a year, year and a half. It has holes in it. And no, there's no moss in the house. Which, by the way, how does a moth, why does a moth make a hole in a shirt, but not in your pants and in your, I think it's something else. I don't understand why shirts get holes in it. Now, I get you. I get it. I'm a double D. That's gotta exert some pressure on the weave of the fabric. I know I'm not completely innocent, but my shirt is starting to have holes in it. Then I have a pair of pants. And I put on the pair of pants, this was like on Friday, and I could see the tile when I was putting on my pants. So it's a black pair of pants, and I saw the beige tile underneath, and I'm like, so I got a hole in my pants. Well, of course I still wore, I just wore black underwear. I sit with my legs crossed, nobody's going to see that. I don't have any stitches, I don't have any needle and thread, so I just wore black underwear, it was easy. And I'm still wearing the pants. But, I mean, is it me, or does everything seem to be cheaper and cheaper? Are everybody starting to cut a little bit? I'm kind of having a problem with that. Now, what do you do? Well, just like with an airplane. I've told you guys what we need to do with the flights. The flights, it's ridiculous. My knees now touch the seat in front of me. We get like 5 pretzels for a 5-hour flight. That's 1 pretzel per hour. You know, maybe your drink you could get a refill on. But if you don't like what you spend, if you don't like what you're spending, what you're getting, you just don't go. But that's only going to work if we all do it all together. So if you guys don't give a damn that your mojito is 95% ice, it's not going to get fixed. Now, some of you say, well, I don't give a damn about any of it. But I need you now, okay? I've been here for you guys for years. I want to have more than 4 sips to my $9 drink. Am I asking too much? So I am requesting that everybody in this country starts demanding less ice in the drinks, normal ounceage, right? Or ounceage is a word. I made it up. And if you're going to serve us cake or a steak, or something, have it fill up most of the plate, and don't be feeding us on saucers. I need you guys to complain. If everybody complains, then somebody's going to do something. But it's just, you're just not getting the quality. You're also not getting the customer service, and I have a problem with that. Okay, when we come back, oh boy, I'm not even going to tease it. There's some serious stuff coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the big news of the weekend was Robert Mueller found no evidence of collusion or coordination of Trump and his team with the Russians. Now, I have not been very involved and vocal with this, because I've been kind of ticked off that all this time and money has been spent on that. Apparently, we're hearing the price tag today was that the two-year investigation looks like may tally up to over $35 million. Apparently, Mueller was appointed in May 2017 to head this counterintelligence task. And so Attorney General William Barr delivered a summary of the findings. They usually, you know, one thing about the Trump administration is they'll do it on like a Friday night or on a Sunday when, you know, it's kind of like a lighter news cycle. And so that came out. I got that buzzing off on my phone. And people are like, well, duh. Honestly, I don't trust any politician. But as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot of work that needs to get done. Trump has shown a desire to get this work done. I think this $35 or $40 million or whatever they're saying was a complete waste of money. I get why we want to make sure we don't have crooked people in power. I get that. That's why we investigated the Clintons. That's why, you know, people were, you know, wondering why Obama would tell a biographer years ago he was born in Kenya and then later say, no, I was born in America, born in Hawaii. You know, people do want to know that they're not being lied to. And I get that. And so, yes, those things can be investigated. But, investigate it. Do your investigation. Don't drag it on. Don't block other news, other important things that are going on in life that have to be, you know, that the American population has to be informed of, you know, with this stupid stuff. So now, this was taxpayer funds that went into this. And the Democrats can keep saying, oh, yeah, let's investigate more, spend more, spend more. Now we need a second opinion. Now, you know, boy, they're going after Mueller now. And I we got bigger fish to fry. And I'm frustrated because, you know, I want to check some balance in the government, but I also can't stand seeing millions and millions and millions of dollars when we're having issues because we don't have the money. We're having healthcare woes. We're having problems with research. That $35 million could have helped go towards research for, you know, the Alzheimer's treatment or vaccine or Ebola. Speaking of Ebola, this is where we're at with Ebola. All right, yeah, that actually made the news. We're getting little tidbits of the Ebola news. We already have 1,000 people in the outbreak, they're saying. Not in America, of course. But they say the deadly outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has now surpassed 1,000. Remember, as the number grows, the number of cases are exponential because each one person could infect a whole cluster. So the number of confirmed cases is now at 1,009. 944 confirmed, 65 in the process of being tested. 629 people have died. 564 are confirmed and 65 probable, meaning they died and they think it's Ebola, but it's inconclusive. So this is the second largest Ebola outbreak in history. True, we aren't at the 11,000 death toll that we were in 2014, but I would personally like to stop that. I don't think I'd like to really get near that. I would love for this to end. But already being at the death toll of 629, all right, we're not doing too good. So they're having issues with containment. The World Health Organization had reported a rise right now in the weekly rate. They're having increased security challenges. People are attacking, deadly attacks on treatment centers. There's a lot of community distrust. Even if people trust the Doctors Without Borders or people that are coming there to help, they don't want to be a part of the drama. We're getting shot at. So a lot of people are trying to stay away from the treatment centers. So, this is not going away anytime soon. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, going back to politics, we got a lot of stuff that we need to be doing. And the one thing I really have to credit Trump for is he is getting some stuff done. Okay? And it's tough. He's got a split Congress. He's not, you know, he really doesn't have, and even when he had control of the Congress, they really didn't do much. Healthcare, I get asked, what's going on with healthcare? Where are we with healthcare? I think, and again, I don't quote me because I haven't been able to talk to Donald Trump about this, although I'd love to pick his brain. But I think what's happening is they're just going to let the campfire die out. They're going to let the whole Obamacare, Affordable Care Act just kind of dissipate. And then hopefully we have as clean a slate as we can to then try to fix healthcare. The Medicare expansion is still going on, still, and, you know, a lot of people still need Medicaid. You have people calling for Medicare for All. We've talked about this. That's very, very tricky. Medicare for All would be wonderful if Medicare doesn't keep getting cut. And I'm hearing more and more cuts happening, And Medicare for All is a very expensive, very, very expensive price tag. That would be fine if the majority of 80 to 90% of our citizens pay taxes and pay their appropriate taxes. If only half of our country's paying taxes, it's not going to work. I mean, the math is a fifth grader could do the math and figure out it's not going to work. We will not have the trillions of dollars. We also don't have the medical providers. I do telemedicine. And, you know, patients will have issues, and I'm like, look, you need an in-person provider. There's only so much I can do over the phone, but you need to see somebody in person. And they're like, my doctor can't see me for 3 months. And the ones who seem to have the longest wait, you know which group are the ones who seem to have the longest wait to get into their doctor? The seniors. I'm like, well, you know, maybe find a new doctor. Well, I can't find somebody that takes Medicare. And I've been asked, why don't more doctors take Medicare? They do pay better than other insurances. In fact, they hold the barometer. They're the barometer of what other insurance companies will pay. Well, if Medicare pays $56.75, then we'll pay $56.75. The problem is you don't always get paid on every claim. And trying to call Medicare or get something fixed takes an act of Congress. So I would have two identical cases, same gender of the patient, same code. I'll get paid on one and not the other. There was no science to it. Or you would get paid, and then later they'd say, you know what, those urinalyses, we're not paid for urinalysis anymore, so give us the money. So many people who took Medicare for a long time was like, look, it's just not worth it. And the other thing that really puts our baby boomers at risk is when you have a 22-year-old coming in with gonorrhea, it's easy. He pees in a cup, you give him the medication, you yell at him, tell him to use condoms, done. He's out of the office in about 10 minutes. When you have a geriatric patient that has congestive heart failure and diabetes and COPD and neuropathy and high blood pressure and high cholesterol and early dementia, that's not going to be a 5-10 minute visit. You know, a good physician's going to spend a good 20-30 minutes with that patient. So the field of gerontology, the geriatric health specialty, is not as sought after as we need it to be, because people, you know, kind of like the quick and easy cases. Even if somebody goes into internal medicine or family medicine, many of them have told me they've had to stratify their schedule because if they have two seniors in a row, that could take up a whole hour. And so they'll put like one senior per hour, one physical per hour, and then have a couple walk-ins and have to choreograph it like that. And so you start to see many people in practice say, look, we really got to cut back on our Medicare population. Now, Medicare for All, should be moot in terms of that point because, well, you know, fine, then a 20-year-old will have that. And, you know, if a 20-year-old doesn't have a very, very serious illness, he could be in and out of the office pretty quickly. But, you know, these are things, and it's not something that we doctors are proud of talking about, but time people need to spend with patients is money. And Medicare doesn't compensate for that. So when you hear this mixture of, you know, one of my listeners said a few years ago, some doctors say Medicare doesn't pay, some say they do. What is it? Well, Medicare pays well, but for a 45-minute visit, no, they don't. They pay whether you see the patient for 5 or 10 minutes or not. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the Russia investigation ended exactly the way it should have.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker.
President Trump's remarks as he welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Washington, D.C. The president also says
it was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again.
Attorney Michael Avenatti is being charged with wire and bank fraud. Federal prosecutors say Avenatti was trying to extort $20 million from Nike. Prosecutors say he threatened to release damaging information about the company. A dozen people allegedly involved in the recent college admissions bribery case are set to appear in a Boston federal court on Monday. Some of the people in court are accused of working with alleged ringleader Rick Singer. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Right now, you're back over to Dolly. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY. 1-877-DOLLY. So this story made headlines. A woman in Maryland was doing yoga, was attempting a pose in yoga, and she strokes. Now, this scares a lot of us because a lot of us work out and we do things, and yoga isn't the most high impact, not a contact sport. So what happened? So apparently she was doing the holla back handstand, right? Ain't no holla back, girl. No, the holla back handstand, sorry. Holla back handstand is where you do a handstand, and then your butt down, you know, to your feet or up, is up against the wall. So you know how we used to do handstands, but we do it up against the wall for support? It's kind of like that, except you have you really have to use your muscles for balance, and your butt to legs is completely parallel or resting on the wall. So apparently she was doing that. and she suffered a tear in her carotid artery. Apparently, she still has memory loss, severe headaches, but still loves yoga. Again, yoga's safe. This is one of these flukes that happen. Rebecca Lee is 40 years old, and she said, after decades of focusing on my workout and my diet and making as many healthy decisions as I could for my body, having a stroke by doing yoga just doesn't seem fair. It doesn't. That is so tragic. For her to be doing everything right and healthy. In October 2017, she had been recording her hollow back handstand for social media. But then she experienced a blurry vision. Then she lost control of her arm. She said it only lasted about 5 minutes, but then her head began to hurt, she told SWNS. And so she thought maybe she aggravated a disc, you know, maybe in her, in her neck. She said, I suffered from headaches and migraines since I was a teenager, but I knew this was different. So in the days that followed, her eyes started drooping, and then her pupils were different sizes. So her husband rushed her to the hospital. And then a doctor on staff came into the room when we were waiting and said in a monotone voice, well, my dear, you had a stroke. And so they originally, she and her husband laughed because they thought he was kidding. That there was no way somebody her age in her late 30s could have a stroke. But he had solemn silence, and they were like, oh, boy. So apparently the CT angiography, which is a CAT scan that we use dye to light up the blood vessels, showed specifically where she had torn her right carotid. And the carotid artery are the major blood vessels that bring the blood to the brain. The jugular is the vein, so that's what empties the blood from the head. But the carotid sends blood to the head and the brain. And so apparently when she tore the lining, it made a clot. That clot then traveled up to her brain and she had a stroke. She said the trauma of the tear also started to cause a small aneurysm to develop, a pooling or a ballooning of the vessel. So we will see these carotid tears when you have neck injury, like in a car accident, or extreme neck rotation or extension. And there has been documented cases of tears where somebody would sneeze or skate or swim or dance or give birth. And when these tears happen, you get headache. You can get eye pain, scalp pain, according to Fox News. You could also get some numbness, tingling on one side, weakness, neck pain, droopy eyelid, pupil changing. They say you could even hear a pulsating in the ear, trouble swallowing. There's a whole bunch of different things that could happen. Now, what do we do? Well, if you form a clot, see, people think you tear and you're bleeding into the brain. No, because again, she didn't tear anything in the brain. This was the vessel leading, giving blood to the brain. It tore, she formed a clot. That's why that's exactly how these massive heart attacks happen. We talked about this last week with aspirin, why baby aspirin was recommended to prevent heart attacks, which they're not for healthy people anymore, but if you're high risk, they are. Because if you sustain a little tear from a crispy cholesterol plaque on the artery, you'll immediately make a clot, and then that clot will block blood flow. Well, the same thing can happen to any flow, even in the neck. So she did regain strength. Made it back to the yoga mat, right? Has been able to pose and still do some of her things. And she still lives with ramifications. She's still scared, but she does very simple stretches. And she wanted to share her story. And very, very brave woman for that. That is, you know, she goes, I want to share my story so that something like this doesn't happen to other yogis. So I guess you call it a yogi if you do yoga. Now, what this exemplifies or highlights is nothing is ever 100% safe, and one in a million things can happen. You know, we have been hearing now very frequently of these one in a million rare things, and it scares you because you're trying to do everything right, you're trying to do everything by the book. And the reason why I don't like these stories, one is, yeah, it's heartbreaking to hear somebody, you know, having a stroke, but the reason why I don't like these specific stories is because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that really abuse their bodies. And, you know, they drink like a fish, although I really don't know how much fishes drink, but they drink a lot. You know, they'll, you know, use drugs. They'll eat like crap. They won't exercise. And then you have somebody who was to a T, you know, I mean, you know, having a regimen and ends up with a stroke. You know, strokes are supposed to happen when you're a lot older and, you know, if there's a lot of other comorbidities. And so here you are going, well, wait a second. So should I just do the fast food thing and avoid yoga? No, that's not what it means. But what I think we end up starting to do is go to the extremes. And so, like, for example, running. I used to run. I think running is a great sport. Do I think the average person should run 20 miles a day? No. I think 20 miles a day could be a little too extreme. Now, somebody could say, well, right, running a mile is fine. Running 5 miles is fine. Why not running 20? Well, running 20 is probably fine for a lot of people. But there's others that they just can't, you know, for 45 minutes have their heart rate that high. I mean, we've heard of a lot of people falling off a treadmill, not because they fell, but because their heart couldn't handle the workout. And so, you know, remember, we are still a human body. Same thing with this yoga pose. Maybe the average person could be doing a headstand. But there are other people's carotids that really don't like all that blood there. So just because you could do a headstand, and many successful yoga people can do it, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you. You know? And that's just, it's just the unfortunate reality. And so, you know, my suggestion to everybody is moderation. You know, use some common sense. If your heart, you know, has to beat at 180 beats a minute for a whole hour, you know, I mean, to me, that I would give, you know, get some rest, give it some rest, let it, you know, let it recoup, let blood go to where it needs to. And, you know, I would rather you do intervals than just be out there and, you know, I don't know. I think I've just seen people's bodies. I've seen young people have strokes. One of my husband's friends who was at our wedding had multiple strokes. We don't know why. He didn't have a clotting disorder. He didn't do drugs, nothing like that. But luck of the draw, something happened and he threw out multiple strokes. I mean, you know, things happen. So, you know, live life, enjoy life. Sometimes you can't control what, you know, nature's going to throw at you. But, you know, just because other successful people do something doesn't necessarily mean it's 1,000% safe. Ask your doctor. You know, and say, you know, like Bikram yoga. I know a lot of people love it. But there are some people out there I cannot recommend that to because I just think it's too hot. I think it's just too much heat for some people to handle. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. So one question I get from a lot of parents, especially through telemedicine, is what are they allowed to do on their own in terms of medicine with their kids? And the reason why I get asked this is one kid stuck something in the ear. So the parents took it out, and they were like, okay, do I have to go to a doctor now, or are we good? And I'm like, well, just in case there's something left, I mean, you know, have a doctor check it out. And I hate having to give those answers, because I know the parents are like, wait a second, man, you're being a weenie. You're only saying that to CYA. And I'm like, well, no, we just had that case, not we personally, but there was that case in the news where some guy used a Q-tip. Did it, not a Q-tip, but a cotton, you know, tip applicator for his ear, to clean his ear, must have left a piece that frayed off, Then it got infected, and the infection went to his brain. So if your kid has something stuck in the ear, yeah, we want to, you know, check it out. But a lot of us want to do it ourselves. And I don't blame you. Okay, as a doctor, I'm supposed to say, bad boy, bad girl, no, don't be doing it yourself, go to the doctor. Or the nurse practitioner or provider. But as a mom, I get it. Because the big problem we have is people can't get into their doctor. This idea of a same-day appointment, being able to get in with the doctor same day, it doesn't exist. Now, I had same-day appointments. They would fill up fast. I mean, they would fill up fast. In fact, you used to, when I first started practice, and I'm just going to, you know, really be honest about this here. When we first started practice, I had been working in an ER, and I've been working in urgent care. And so I originally started my practice, and I just had a baby. So I probably scheduled no more than 10, 12 patients. Okay? And then, boom, I'd be filled with 20, 30 patients pretty quickly. And not because I was popular, it's just Vegas was booming. That was the year 2000. Vegas was growing, etc. And so then, I had been also working at urgent care at the time, right? Because I still loved urgent care. And it was really hard to quit a job that was paying you some really good money an hour. I was making about, I think, $70 an hour in urgent care at the time. And I was not going to quit from that job. Remember, I grew up poor. And so, yeah, we had a couple good years, but for the most of it, no. I remember telling my mom, I'm like, look, I got to start my practice. I got to be there at the practice and build it. But, I mean, I got student loans. I got a lot of student loans. My husband has student loans. How do I quit this job? She goes, well, you don't. So I tried to do it all, including the baby. I had the baby. And then finally I was like, I just can't do it anymore. I'm going to have to let it go because I got to concentrate. And, you know, it's two steps forward, one step back. I had to take that one step back in order to go two steps forwards and build my practice. So I did. And still, it blows my mind. Even my brothers and sisters are like, still, you can't get a job that pays. Well, now doctors get paid more. Lawyers get like $500 to $800 an hour, but, you know, doctors, you don't really see that kind of money in most industries. And so I'm still kind of, you know, shocked that I had to decline continuing to work at that. I loved the job, but I had to build my practice. So now I build the practice and I set up patients and I'm like, okay, well, we're going to schedule patients. And we were busy. So I scheduled maybe 80% patients and then maybe 20% room for walk-ins. It got to the point before my last year that I had to do like a 50-50 ratio where pretty much we were maybe scheduled, you know, close to half, making sure we left at least half the room for walk-ins. The problem is people the night before would call in, we put them in, and they get filled up. And so, yeah, there's not enough providers. Now, of course, people were asking, well, can you do stuff over the phone? And then they get mad, well, Dr. Dahlia isn't calling me back. Well, I can't call you back because I am slammed with patients and people walking in. Well, I want to save you the time coming in. Can you just call it in? And I could spend hours on the phone after practice doing free medicine. You just couldn't do it. It just was ridiculous. And so, you know, a lot of people on the flip side, I get how medical providers shouldn't be working for free. Okay, they got to support the nursing staff. They got to support, they got to buy stuff for their patients. They got to pay for malpractice. They got to pay their loans. They have a right to make money. But you as a consumer, if there are things you don't have to use the doctor for, what can you do at home? Well, what has dictated, or shall we say, instructed you and educated you on what you have the power to do has been the over-the-counter medication industry. So your kid has a fever. So rather than going to your medical provider, you will go and buy a Tylenol. And the Tylenol will say on the box, you know, give every 4 to 6 hours, you know, this much. Now, eventually these medications had to say, look, you know, if the fever persists longer than a day or two, contact your medical provider. Well, you say contact your physician, but then they change it to medical provider. But when you guys have a cold or cough or whatever, you've been reading what Sudafed tells you to do. or what DayQuil or NyQuil tells you to do. And we've kind of allowed that in medicine. We're like, well, somebody's watching it. So if they're telling you, all right, you know, same thing with these PPIs, these antacids. You know, you could take it if you have to take it more than a few days, you know, or a week or so, contact your medical provider. So we're starting to move towards a more of a do-it-yourself. Now with Google and YouTube, and I mean, they outline, you can do your own pap smear if you were really that agile. So there's a lot of things, sorry, you could do, you know, yourself. My problem with it is when the patient calls or the kid, and it's just beyond what they could do. So I had a call from a parent where the kid was having trouble breathing. And so whenever the kid's having trouble breathing, I'm like, you know, or coughing a lot, I'm like, you know, is the kid working to breathe? And they go, what do you mean? Well, look at your baby, take off his shirt, and do you see the skin being sucked in between the ribs? Yeah, but, you know, he's been doing that for a while. Okay, that means that kid is using his accessory muscles to breathe. I'm like, no, you got to take him in. And so, you know, eventually I'm going to try, and I don't know if I'll write a book, but I want to try to eventually teach you guys what you can do by yourself versus what you shouldn't do by yourself. Right now we're being told that in Italy, a family decided to circumcise their own kid by the parents. And I don't think the parents were doctors. And unfortunately, the baby has died. ANSA news agency reported that a five-month-old baby was brought to a hospital in Bologna by helicopter and cardiac arrest and died that night. And now the prosecutor's office has opened a manslaughter investigation. The infant isn't going to undergo an autopsy, but it was this tragedy follows a botched home heart circumcision of a two-year-old who died of severe blood loss in December in Rome. They also say that the twin brother nearly died who got a circumcision. Now, they say circumcision is not practiced among Italy's Roman Catholic majority. Then many immigrants in Italy are Muslim and practice circumcision for cultural and religious reasons. But sometimes they have trouble accessing the practice in hospitals. And sometimes the hospital costs are too high. Also in some Italian hospitals, doctors refuse to perform circumcisions until the boys have reached the age of 4 or even older. Now, I believe in the Muslim religion, the boy has to be 13. In the Jewish religion, the boy is 7 to 8 days old. So so I'm not sure where the 4-year-old cutoff comes in, but then again, that's not a religious demarcation. So, Fouad Aoudi, the Foundation of Association of Foreign Doctors in Italy, has appealed to health authorities to allow circumcisions at affordable prices and to lower the age of access. Wow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jane. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to secretcancerkiller.com right now. Again, that's secretcancerkiller.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.